Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Wyoming candidates sign civility pledge ahead of election. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. 35 Wyoming political candidates have signed a new pledge promoting civility and respectful political discourse as the 2026 campaign season heats up. According to Cowboy State Daily, the pledge was created by the nonprofit group Become Peacemakers, which formed last year following the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. It encourages candidates to remain firm in their convictions while rejecting personal attacks and political hostility. Among those signing the pledge are Republican gubernatorial candidates Senator Eric Barlow and Megan Dagenfelder, along with several candidates for Congress and the Wyoming legislature. Local signers include Senate District 1 candidate Ogden Driscoll and House District 52 candidate Rhonda Bowler. The pledge calls on candidates to love your enemies, reject cruelty and political division, and focus on respectful dialogue noted in Christian values. Organizers say the effort is different from other political pledges because it isn't designed to test ideological purity. Instead, they hope it encourages candidates to examine their own conduct and help restore civility to Wyoming politics. Candidates may continue signing the pledge throughout the election season. Carbon County deputy recovering after ambush shooting. The Carbon County Sheriff's deputy who was shot 3 times earlier this month is continuing to recover, according to Sheriff Alex Bakken. In a Facebook update Tuesday, Bakken said Sergeant Zach Burns is steadily improving despite suffering severe injuries when he was ambushed June 8th in Bags. Wildfile reported, authorities say Burns was responding to a report of an armed man when the suspect exited his truck and opened fire with a semi-automatic rifle, striking the deputy in the neck, arm, and hip. The suspect then allegedly set fire to an apartment building before fleeing north on Highway 789. Bakken said investigators later discovered the suspect had stockpiled hundreds of AR-15 magazines in his apartment and appeared to have been preparing for a large-scale act of violence. The suspect was later killed in a shootout with Carbon County deputies. Sheriff Bakken credited Burns' action with helping save the lives of first responders and members of the community. The Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation continues to investigate the incident, which is standard procedure for officer-involved shootings. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.